They're not shy. They're contagious. It's GRD Weekly.
Ooh.
Like
well,
that.
You know, you've been sick a little.
Yeah. Oh, I've been sick
and
a lot, dude.
There's a cream for that.
And see, on various times,
Ew.
Too. You were sick, you were better, then you were sick again.
I know. Well, it's because we were doing the, and you guys have families, so you know, we were doing the inter-household sick swap back and forth.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I missed the gaming night. I had people coming over to play games, to do board games Wednesday night.
Like they did on South Park, where they like took all the kids together so they could get the
spit in each other's mouths.
Yeah, spit in each other's mouths.
Yeah, it's like
disgusting.
That. Yeah, it's like that. Well, you know, what do you want?
Who thinks that's a good idea?
It's GRD Weekly, episode number 28, our Heroes Roundup. It's September the 23rd, by the way, 2008, as we sit here at the round table in the Vicarage recording this here program.
Oh, I see. It is a round table.
You
know why it's a round table?
Why is that?
Because we don't cut corners.
No, we don't.
Good job.
No, wait. Wouldn't it be round because we've cut off all the corners?
No.
We don't cut corners anymore. We used to.
I don't know. All right,
anyway,
fine. Leave it alone.
Sure.
All right. That there across from me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, super producer. Women want him. Guys want to be him. Some of the guys want him, too.
Yeah.
That's Billy Flynn.
There is something weirdly entertaining about you.
That's very true.
For our resident exercise guru, shaved down Sasquatch, and sometime co-host, The Bruce.
I've administered beatings to nearly 3,000 clients.
Oh,
And I get paid extra for that.
And he does. We have his email available. It's thebruce@geekradiodaily.com in case you want one of them there beatings. Or if you want to, you know, the typical Vaseline tween your toes kind of action, you can get that from me. I'm the Vicar. When I'm prime, half an inch, babe.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
nice.
Was it, like, within 2 hours of the show being up by our good friend Dave over there at Screen Geeks.
Oh,
just thought
God.
You'd like to know that.
Because thank you so much, Dave.
If he didn't, you know damn well I was going to.
Oh, God.
As soon as you say
lyrics
like that, you know somebody's going to
bite
you.
So here we are. We're
going to
be talking about Heroes, which I guess is the big geeky news of the week, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's back.
The return of Heroes after.
It's back, y'all.
It's back. It's back. What?
What, December, the last time we had an epi?
I don't think it was even...
Heroes.
November.
Season two...
Yeah, when did that end? Because the writer's strike...
December 3rd of 2007.
December. Okay. So early December, though. Damn near November since we've had it. So that's a big deal.
Wow.
All the geeks are talking about
and
it.
And it's September now.
Yeah.
And it's effing timber, right. Damn near a year since we've even had any Heroes.
That could explain some things.
It's back, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But as always, I suppose we should start with our geekified weeks. What you been doing geeky, the Bruce?
Well, I've been watching a bit of television this week.
Have you now?
Yes.
You watching any naked TV?
Oh.
No.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Naked TV.
You like
the
Gladiator movie?
Yep. All right. Yeah.
It's naked TV.
I watched Heroes, but of course we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
I watched Spaceballs, the animated series.
I got that on the list somewhere to talk about this week.
Delete it.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You dissed it.
Really. I wanted to like this. I really loved Spaceballs, the movies. I really wanted to like this.
I don't know
this.
What Spaceballs would do. I didn't see it. I didn't even see the movie, but I had tennis elbow once, so I'm scared as hell about Spaceballs. I don't know what the hell that would
do to
you.
It's exactly the same, but completely different.
Holy crap.
I saw four episodes of it. It was the Revenge of the Sithy, which was the best of the four episodes, and that wasn't saying much.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Lord of the Onion Rings, Watch Jurassic Park.
Watch Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that was one of the names of the episodes, was Watch Jurassic Park.
So you're saying that Mel Brooks really needs some money.
Send check for money order to the address on your screen.
Yeah, Mel Brooks has not been funny in years. We discussed this on an earlier.
He is
like
not...
on an old Geek Label show, I think we were talking about Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Downhill, baby.
The jokes were old. The timing was bad. The animation was done by a 10th grader on his computer.
Crap.
If it was a Mac, apparently that's fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't a Mac.
Oh.
It was like a Commodore 64.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Overall,
not even an Amiga?
No.
God,
overall, I have to give this maybe 5 pants.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty damn good, dude.
No, it's not.
5 pants is not a terrible review.
No.
5 pants is about halfway there.
It's a moderate review.
Yeah, not for me.
So it was a moderate
show. Let's go 4 pants then. It was
just
bad.
Under moderate.
Yeah.
No, bad is like, to me, horrific is 2 and 3.
Yeah.
It wasn't
1,
it
was
almost horrific.
Impossible. All right,
it wasn't horrific.
Okay.
But the jokes were old. You could see what was coming. It wasn't funny.
Right.
And
so I'm not going to watch it.
No,
don't watch it.
So it's a good thing I kind of forgot it was on and happened to see it. It was like, I'll have to tape it later.
Yeah.
So don't tape it later.
Okay. Don't tape it later.
I wonder if it'll be better than My Own Worst Enemy. Huh.
Now that's next week, right?
That's not out yet, is it?
I've seen more commercials for that.
Yeah,
and
I have
still,
too.
The more I see it,
No, I just I, what
you don't
the
care,
hell?
Do
could,
you?
No, yeah. What the hell could the show possibly
I don't know.
Be?
It could be. It could be really good. But if you're still wondering what we're debating about, check the last episode. And if you have already, you already know what we're fighting about.
That's right. And if you haven't checked the last episode,
that is what we call a dick move.
Yeah. Oh,
I saw most of the Emmys.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you know
I'm
that?
I'm glad
the,
you brought those up. I
did you know
to talk
that Baywatch
that.
had words? The theme. Did you
yes,
know that?
I actually knew this.
How the hell did you know that?
I actually listened to it too. I didn't have it on mute while I watched it.
No. Before Josh Groban sang the words.
Yeah, I actually watched Baywatch. I actually watched Baywatch.
But there was no words in the theme song.
Yes, there were.
Okay.
Were there really?
Yes, there were.
Huh.
I swear.
I'll have to trust you on that. You know, I only really watched that shark episode that they did.
So the Emmys, sir. I did want to go on a little sidetrack and talk about the Emmys. So why don't you lead that up?
I think the geekiest and the funniest thing was Josh Groban singing the melody of all the theme songs from
the medley.
That was
melody. Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
It was actually very very funny. The X-Files thing they did was just was funny. Let's see. Another geeky part they actually had for the best reality show host. They actually had all the hosts on stage, and they did it like a reality show. Saying you two are in the top two, blah, blah, blah. And they went and did the winner after a commercial break.
It sounds sad.
It was actually kind of funny.
Well, thank you, because that clears up absolutely nothing.
It actually just sounds kind of sad.
It was actually kind of funny. Award shows are really going down the tubes.
It's
better than the Oscars.
What about who won stuff, who lost stuff? Any shows you even cared about in the nominations?
Tina Fey won 3 different awards.
Yeah, Tina Fey did really
well. She did really
well. There was really hot. There was who's incredibly smart and hot.
Mm-hmm.
And writing some show that Alec Baldwin's on.
Yeah, and Alec Baldwin won as well. Yeah? So,
you're useless to me, Alec Baldwin.
I did see where John Adams was a big winner with 13 wins.
Sam Adams was really pissed by that.
Yeah. I know.
And drunk.
So I need to see that. I still have it. I have yet to watch it, and
it's actually pretty good.
I need to check it out. So you've watched some...
Don't.
Oh, John Adams? Oh, no.
So you were talking about Sam Adams. All right.
He has Showtime now. He doesn't
have Showtime.
You got the other one. Anyway, I want to watch John Adams. I have it. It's got a great cast. A lot of it was shot here in Virginia, and I want to check it out.
I would see it. Let's see. I also went to Fallout on Dress Like a Pirate Day, the same day as National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr, matey.
Arr.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a fun time for me and from other people as well.
I want to go back because I had a lousy time the last time I went.
And your cards are ready. And your wife's.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
Oh, good. So you checked on that for me.
So
I don't know that I'm even going to make it between now and frickin' I know I'm going Halloween.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I wrote because I wanted to make sure. And I know it's a stupid question, but it's not on the schedule. Let's make sure, you know.
Yeah.
So I wrote, and I did hear back. I wrote, hey, by the way, are you guys having a Halloween party? Please tell me you're doing a Halloween gig. And they wrote back, ha ha, you silly boy. Of course we are. So, and
they must know you.
You won't be disappointed. Well, they do. They do. Every time I go in there, they call me by name. That and in the local gaming shop where I went yesterday. Mm-hmm. Two places, Fallout and One Eyed Jocks. They look up and, my real name. They look up every single time. It's effing sad. But anyway, Halloween, still over a month away. I don't know if I'm going to get there between now and then, and I want to go.
Yeah, we'll find time.
Sneak me out in the trunk or something. Tell the Vicarious that, I don't know.
Aliens abducted you?
Make something up.
We
need to go to a...
Annual prostate exam?
Soup kitchen.
I got to go to the...
Soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen. Soup you kitchen and I are going to volunteer...
At a soup kitchen.
Till like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Because they serve soup that late.
Aren't dressed like Ninja Turtles or whatever the theme is that week.
Aren't you the man that reads stories to the homeless at the shelter?
Yes.
Bedtime stories.
That's good,
that's
too.
That's exactly what it is.
And they realized that they were no longer little girls, but they were little women.
Oh, God. See, the thing about Fallout is you got to have the right people there.
Yeah.
And we went on a lame night with almost nobody with us and a very thin crowd. Anyway, the people make all the difference.
Talk Like a Pirate Night was a good night.
All right, carry on.
Let's see. I watched some football, rested up my ankle, and that is about it.
You know, I missed the freaking Skins game.
You missed the Skins
game?
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good. That
dude,
was a good game.
It was so fantastic.
We were skating.
Skating?
We were roller skating.
Oh, you
I'm not gay.
Yeah, exactly. I did not get on skates because the twice since I've been a teenager that I've actually gotten on skates, both times at the Vicarious's behest, it has been very frightening. I skated somewhat competently as a teenager, but dude, it's been 20 years, and it's like, whoa,
now whenever
gravity.
He's skating, someone walks up behind him.
Boy, I do not envy whoever has to clean that mess up.
Precisely. Gravity does not work the way it did when I was 18.
No, it works just as well. It's just you don't bounce as well as you used to.
Yeah, so the kids,
damn.
No, it's true.
He
so the kids are doing all right.
Elasticity.
The wife did all right, but I pretty much watched, but that's what I was doing.
And, well, yeah. the wife watches.
Remember, he said he was done.
I'm done.
That he was done.
Oh, all right, Flynn. And I'm still done. Why don't you go? What do you got?
Fantastic. Well, first off, let me celebrate the fact that how many years have I been living in my house now? Let's see. It'll be 3 years in February.
All right.
Yeah.
And last fracking weekend, DirecTV randomly with no fracking fanfare. I almost screwed that up, didn't I? Finally,
there
are local channels in HD broadcast over DirecTV.
Well, congratulations. Bravo, sir.
About fracking damn
hot
time.
Diggity, because you do live kind of in the ass end of things.
I know. Yes,
which
do.
Bruce lives there too.
I do live there
and
too.
I did you until 8 months ago. Yeah. So.
Which I tried to explain to these effers years ago when I was calling all the networks because there's a deal. They had a deal. No, we don't. They're not broadcasting through our satellite yet. Well, why not? Oh, we have to reach an agreement. You've got their local channels, the local HD. What the hell's the difference?
Right.
So I sent off all my waiver requests, and only Fox gave me a waiver. And the rest of the networks were like, no, no. To which I called each and every one of the networks and told them, well then, guess what? I'm going to be downloading all of your shows and not watching your local channels at all because you've pissed me off. Because I have an HDTV and you want me to watch it in Crapovision.
Oh, Crapovision. Damn, you said it. You pulled it out.
And
anyway,
dude,
you got it now.
I do.
That's
I do.
Awesome.
Finally.
Sweet.
Finally. Wow. Speaking of finally, I finally won a fantasy football game this year.
Yay!
By 2 damn points.
Hey, whatever, man.
Each game,
hey,
I've been in the lead. Uh-huh. Each game I've been in the lead with Monday night left to go. And on Monday night, some player on the other team has some spectacular
amazing
breakthrough.
Super game. Yeah,
like,
right.
I've already forgot the fracking Green Bay runner who, you know, that Monday night, out of nowhere, he's got nothing. He's got nothing. No, the other guy. He's got nothing. All of a sudden, he's got a 73-yard run out of nowhere.
Where the hell did that come from?
Thanks.
Go
dig. On a bench.
So it was all of my people had played. I was 22 points ahead, and I was playing someone who played last night, Monday night. I don't know. Their quarterback was playing. I was like, God, as long as he doesn't get 23 points, I'm fine. He got 20. So,
oh, hey, now.
Whoo!
Nice.
So there's that. So I read a couple of comics, and by a couple, I literally mean two. Star Trek Romulans, The Hollow Crown, #1. Now, this has Koloth, the Klingon from back in the original series.
Koloth.
Yeah.
Kang and Koloth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this is really cool, because this is right after the Romulans had their first defeat with Kirk in that episode, you know, which is basically just the sub-movie.
Okay.
The first time the Federation ever sees Romulans.
Okay. Okay.
That episode. This takes place right after that. This is a sequel to that. And, sir, I read The Stand, Captain Trips, #1. That, so far, is a pretty damn good adaptation of The Stand.
Yeah.
Marvel and Stephen King. Who knew? Who knew?
Well, it's better than movies than Stephen King.
True.
Depends on the director.
Yeah. Tommyknockers, forget it.
Tommyknockers sucked. But The Stand, as a miniseries, considering it was on TV?
Yeah.
That was a pretty damn good job.
Well, they could also take more time to do it because it's such a big book.
Yeah, because let's put in a 2-hour movie.
Yeah,
why don't you just kiss my ass?
Oh, damn. You said it.
Yeah, put
it
into a 2-hour movie.
You
went there. Not going to happen.
No, well, still, they did 4 hours. It still wasn't enough. I love Tim Curry. I love Tim Curry, but that still is not the book it. It's just not the book.
Yeah, okay.
Pet Sematary, though. That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, All right,
let's see. Okay, so I went home this past weekend and saw the folks and everything, and while I was there, I bought a Zune FM transmitter.
Oh, cool.
That I'll be returning very shortly.
Oh, no.
Because like every other damn FM transmitter I tried, the first day it worked fantastic. Then up here, it works for a bit. It'll work for a little bit, then I start to get static, then I start to get a lot of static, and then, you know, I don't care anymore. Yeah. I know, because yours seems to work halfway decently.
Mine's good. I don't understand that.
Other people have used this particular model. Oh, it works fantastic, works fantastic. Well, for me, it's much, I'm just going to keep listening with my damn headphones on.
Yeah.
Because I'm not buying a new
that
car
sucks,
radio.
Man. No,
can
I
you
don't
change
get that.
Different channels?
Oh,
the
oh yeah, yeah.
But none of them?
Well, okay. Like yesterday driving home, I was like, let me try this thing one more time, driving home from work. Popped it on 107.5 because I looked for static on my radio.
Yeah.
Tuned it to 107.5. Oh my God, it's absolutely clear. 10 minutes outside of Tappahannock, I'm getting another station over top of it.
Yeah,
that's garbage.
Like, what the hell's going on?
That sucks, dude.
So that's going to be going back. So speaking, since we took the little road trip, listened to some podcasts with Flintstress on there, and that was fun. Hero stuff. We'll have to talk about
we'll
that.
Talk
but
about.
I also watched the alternate ending to season 2 and the webisodes that led into season 3.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
So
thank
you're more
you.
Prepared than me.
Of course I am.
I've also, received and have been playing The Force Unleashed. Which is just fracking amazing.
Oh, hell yeah. The doctor told us last week.
I so want to.
Now, the doctor and everybody, they probably played that on Xbox. And I've played the Xbox version. The Xbox version is beautiful.
Okay.
The graphics on that, oh my God, it's pretty.
Okay.
But you know what? The Nintendo version is more fun.
Are
and you know why?
Oh, okay.
No, why?
Because the remote is your lightsaber.
It does work well. You do like it?
You hold it sort of forward. You're basically just moving to the left, to the right, up or down, but you do these in different ways, and you have different combos.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, your nunchuck, you move here, la, 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 mm-hmm. and the buttons are your force powers. So, there is nothing greater in this world than walking down a hall, having four people come running up at you, ripping the side of the wall off, throwing it at some people, picking one guy up, slicing this guy with your saber, looking back at the guy that's floating in the air, throwing your saber at him, stabbing him in the chest, pulling it back, and then just picking up the other guy and throwing him over a freaking railing.
I've done it.
And wow. Since you're doing this, I mean, literally, you know, you grab and you're moving, you know,
and you're throwing,
you've got force pushes,
it.
You're doing
yeah.
this,
yeah.
so it's like you're doing it. So the control scheme better than the Xbox version.
Good.
Which automatically makes it better than the PlayStation 3 version,
of
since
course.
It's, you know, just by nature not yeah. as good as the Xbox version. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Sony fanboys. I hear you. I don't care.
What about the graphics?
They're nowhere near as good. But it's not a port of the Xbox and PlayStation version. It's mm-hmm. built specifically for the Xbox.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
So it looks as good as it can.
Okay.
And the amount of... They're glitchy. The stuff that you go to pick up, you don't always pick up what you want to. That's Xbox. That's all versions of it.
Okay.
It's just the way the game is. But literally, having your two little thumbsticks, it doesn't work the same. It doesn't. Picking stuff up
the
is
Lego
fantastic.
Batman, is that available for the Wii?
Should be. I believe it is. I'll have to double check
that's out tomorrow.
On you.
By the time the show drops, that's out.
Yeah.
And for $30 for the download, God, dude,
that would be pretty cool.
Hell, man.
If you are a Star Wars fan, you at least need to rent The Force Unleashed. You're going to beat it. If you're a video game player,
yeah,
in about 8 or 9 hours, you can beat it. If you're a tremendous Star Wars fan, you're really going to love it because it does a very good job of tying some extended universe into regular universe. And this game is absolute Star Wars canon. Lucas has said that this is in continuity.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
So that ties a lot of stuff in. There's something really cool about picking up the wing of a TIE fighter and dropping it on somebody's head. And the fun thing, you're Vader's secret apprentice.
Yeah.
So you're going on missions for Vader. So when you go places and there's Rebels and Imperials battling, mm-hmm. you kill them all because there can be no witnesses because the Emperor can't know. So you don't have to worry about a damn thing.
And you're an evil Jedi, so...
Yeah, well, you're a Sith.
Well,
yes,
Sith,
and you basically you go and you fight some of the, and you're supposed to be killing off some of the remaining Jedi. So you get these nice boss battles where
mm-hmm.
you fight other Jedi.
Oh.
And that's cool because they have this goofy little thing at the end where you're supposed to shake your controllers in the right thing. They pop it up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's goofy, but if you do it right, you
uh-huh.
get this nice, crazy fatality, if you will. I threw a Jedi out of one of the plasma windows of a Star Destroyer, and he just goes floating off into space.
Oh, that's
my
cool.
goodness.
That
that's
was
cool.
fracking beautiful. All right.
Since we're talking about TV, by the way, Fringe.
Fringe.
You want to back up and talk about that real quick? Because I did catch up on my Fringe.
Okay. Yeah, we
okay.
Do. Sure. Go for it.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about it, except what do you guys think? The initial... I liked better than
I liked the first episode
so
better than the second episode.
I haven't seen the second episode.
I love that girl.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the actress, but
I don't
my
either.
God, dude.
I've already forgotten.
She's
her name.
Got the real Cate Blanchett thing going.
Kind of, and...
Oh, dude. Yeah, she... Only in certain times you see it. Certain times she looks like every other damn blonde Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
But in close-ups and stuff, when she gets the little laugh lines and you see the little oddities of her face, that's where the charm comes out. She's
where
sexy
she has
as
a real
hell,
character.
And that's why.
Yeah.
Yes, she's got a Cate Blanchett thing that makes
I do
me
like
crazy,
her as
man.
A character.
Yeah.
She is pretty cool.
What a good show.
You should read the Fringe comic. It's a prequel.
I'll check
all
that
this.
Out. Yeah, because
so
do
the
like
doc,
that.
You know, the doc that she gets out. There's
mm-hmm.
a story of him back at Harvard when he's
before
younger.
He
that was
nuts.
Pretty cool.
Cool beans.
Now, since I have the Force Unleashed, I also bought glow swords.
Glow swords.
Tell us.
Glow
tell
swords.
Us.
Glow swords. Yeah. Literally. Okay, they're lightsabers. All right.
Okay.
We gathered. Yeah. That.
Right. All right. They batteries to run by themselves, but you put your remote into it. So push the button, vroom, you got a nice little glowing lightsaber. Playing the game like that. Now, the remote obviously is much heavier than it would be if you're playing without it.
Yeah.
So after a while, it's a little tiring, but there's nothing like having the glow of a lightsaber on your face.
damn it. Yeah, I can see that. I can certainly see that.
Oh, definitely.
And just today started out to be one of the just stupidest
you were not a happy man.
Damn days at work.
Mm-mm.
Today, because we're getting a new system. By November 1st, we're going to have a completely new
hootie-hoo
computer system up and running at work. You know,
okay.
New automation.
Yeah,
everything's
you've been talking
fantastic.
About this one for a while.
I have.
Yes.
Well, today our crack engineer. That's our
engineer
on crack. There
oh,
you go.
Damn.
I said it. Today, finally, we've been waiting for to get access to this FTP site so I can go ahead and download some of the software we're going to be using to try to make it go ahead and work with some of the other software we already have.
Okay.
So I go to do this. I'm told, okay, you know, crack engineer. Okay, it's ready. So go download it. So I download it. He's sitting here. He's putting something together because our server showed up today. He's putting all this together. I'm asking him questions as we go along. Get to the whole thing. Get to the end of it. Have to call tech support to ask them a question because something didn't work right. Finally get the whole damn thing installed. Then he looks at it and goes, oh, no, you're not supposed to download that one on this computer. What the hell are you talking? And that's how we started. And it got worse and worse.
Hours
and worse.
Hours. I hid in my office most of the day. I hid in the back.
I came back and asked him for a cigarette.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh. That's bad. How long since you smoked?
Well, at a bar, I'll have a cigarette occasionally. But like just a cigarette to have a cigarette?
Yeah.
God, a couple of years?
Yeah. You don't smoke. That's
no,
like,
I don't. I've never known you to smoke.
You know?
It frustrated me so much because there were so many other things I was starting to do. And all of a sudden, oh, this is ready, so let's do this.
Yeah.
You're the damn engineer. Shouldn't you have this ready to go? Shouldn't you know?
I'm telling Delta to put it on this computer, then the other one.
And then to make matters worse, I didn't have any. I haven't smoked since like the weekend or something like that.
Good.
I haven't thought about it. I haven't wanted to. So Billy's like, oh, great.
the one time you don't have a cigarette.
However,
yes,
the little silver lining into all of this
is
because our automation system we have now is so fracking old that nothing supports it. Nothing. Nothing works with it. Except randomly, just on a freaking whim. Something we tried. All of the separate, how many thousands of pieces of production do we have in that computer? How many hundreds and hundreds?
I don't
every
even know.
Song, every commercial, every liner is in that computer. Well, turns out we can hook this damn thing up to the network to this new computer and literally import all of those damn files because this new system does recognize them.
Recognizing it.
Now what's
nothing else recognizes it, this old stuff. Nothing can read it anymore. Apparently it has some kind of Rosetta Stone card in it, the new machine, because it can actually crack the damn
I'm probably going to have sex with this computer before it's over.
No lie.
I probably am. Now the beautiful thing is the people that we're getting the software from, they would take all the stuff from the old hard drives and move it to our new ones, and I think what were they charging, like $1 or $2 for everything they moved?
Per unit,
God.
Yeah.
Right. You've got like 50,000 things in there, don't you?
Just a shitload of stuff. Yeah. And boom, here it is. Oh, no, we can just move it on over.
Nice.
And I was like, oh,
the angel sang. Yeah.
And I felt so much better about the world because before that.
The next time we meet, one of us will die.
That's just
He was ready.
I was going to kill someone because
Hey, you can get a bonus now because you saved the company that much money.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Go with that one.
They're, you know, part owner, boss, man, guy.
Hey, you're over there.
Huh?
I'm saying, you remember that.
I'm sorry, what?
All the money I saved, just cut it in half? No. Tell you what, I'm a nice guy.
You a tenth.
Cut it in fourth. I'll just take a fourth.
You just take a quarter of it.
I'll just take a quarter of all the money it was going to cost to do it the other way.
We'll take it under consideration.
So that's my geeky week.
Okay, coolness. So we talked about Fringe. Been listening to Jack Palms 3 still.
Yeah.
As yet untitled, it's just Jack Palms 3. Once, I guess, he puts it out into print, my boy Seth Harwood will actually title it. Been listening to that. Went to a high school football game Friday night. Took the girls. Have not done that in at least 5 years.
Picking up cheerleaders again.
I think it was 5 years.
Was it this school that's right over here?
Yeah, Atlee High School.
See,
yeah.
I didn't realize you were that close to a school until I pulled up, and me being the former band geek, I heard the drum cadence. I was like, band practice.
Well, that's why we wanted to go, because the girls, you know,
picked up,
they're
like,
five,
geeks?
But they do like football.
Yeah.
But they love marching band, cheerleading, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So high school football, baby.
Well, you know, this one time at band camp.
All right. The last time I went, it may be 3 years ago or something, I went to an Essex game with
I haven't been to a high school football game since my 10th anniversary of high school.
So that's the last time.
That was what, 15, 20 years ago?
Seven.
Oh, okay. I was close.
No, I've been prepping.
Eight, actually.
I've been prepping for Halloween because we mentioned Halloween night.
Yes.
We were all going to do costumes, right?
Yes.
We decided.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Because what's funny about that is because he asked me what I, you know, what costume I was going to wear, and I was like, well, I could tell you, but, you know, I kind of like just showing up and having people. He's like, you know, you're right. We shouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So he asked you when you pulled up last week. He's like, are you wearing a costume? You're like, absolutely. He's like, all right, we'll have to get costumes and figure out and surprise each other.
Let's do it.
Next damn day, he's like, I bought a costume, and this is what it is.
Now, I haven't told you what it is. I haven't given you the details yet.
I have no idea. Give me the genre.
Yeah. Okay, look at him. Okay. Look at him. You know him. What is he going to be?
Cheerleader.
Clown.
A cheerleader clown.
Yes, a clown.
Can I go ahead and spoil
it? We know how much you love skirts and clown makeup.
However, all right, so good. We're all down with the costumes. That's going to be awesome. I have not rocked a costume party in a long forget. Vicarious and I used to do that. We used to do theme parties.
Get my costume
before the kids.
Well, I've done theme
my
parties.
My costume is not available.
Yeah, that's not the kind we're talking about.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Have you got a replacement in mind?
No. October 1st is when it's going to be there.
So that, you will be able to get it.
Oh, yes, yes, I will.
Oh, I don't have the pieces parts yet either. It's all got to arrive.
I mean, I can't even order it until October 1st.
I have most of everything I need. I need one thing that I need, and I might put something else on it, but that's about it.
All right, well, we'll hit Halloween up again when we get to GRD News.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
All right, 4th edition played another game. Sunday afternoon, I guess Sunday evening. I like it. It's still no second edition. You know, it's not my classic second edition, but I like the figs. It does make combat a little easier and blah, blah, blah. I have a lot of problems with it, but I'm enjoying it, and that's fine.
Okay.
I have a game, so I'm not
going to complain. As long as you're enjoying it.
Wait. I enjoy it, I guess. Sort of. They made me play it.
I would probably still play second edition, given my druthers.
Damn, it's fine.
And let me tell you what, the gear is awesome.
Really?
You go to the gaming shop and you look at the stuff they got out now for the games. They are good looking. You remember the stuff was crap, especially the late days of TSR when they were starting to have to print on newsprint. You know, they were broke, right? They were releasing too many products. Well, now, that's one thing you got to say about WotC and its stewardship of Dungeons & Dragons. They put out a hella good product.
Yeah,
you pay for
quality.
It.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
No.
You pay for it.
No.
But if you could afford it, I was looking at some of this gear for the miniatures, the mini maps and the different little pieces.
Mini map.
Dude, that stuff's awesome, man. So I'm enjoying that, and I'm actually painting a fig, which I also haven't done in years, for my dwarf.
For my dwarven pally.
Have I ever shown you the figures that I painted for the X-Men game that I had?
You did. Yes, you did show me at some time when I was over at your place. I don't remember the what the hell was going on, but I think there was a chimp and some Funyuns involved. But anyway,
yeah,
the point is, you showed me those.
I actually painted them a long time ago.
I used to paint. I was never fantastic at it, but I was all right. So I'm online trying to pick up the old tips and tricks that I've forgotten. And I've seen
some of your paintings, and I think they're fabulous.
Well, thank you. Ooh, Austrian drapes. So I've got the what do you call it?
I don't know.
The primer on the thing. That's about all I've done so far. I think that's pretty much it for my geeky week.
Wow.
I've been concentrating on 4th edition, man. I bought me a binder for my character and printing out. I've been doing all the geeky stuff
out.
For 4E. Yeah. So I'm just excited to have a regular game. So, all right. Is that our all of our geeky stuff for the week?
I suppose so.
We're boring people these days, aren't we?
Well, the last show was
a
Thursday.
Shows ago? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how long ago
Thursday
was
to Tuesday. I mean, you know.
Not a lot of time.
If you look at it, we actually did much better than him. I think he had two things. Maybe three.
Three. Yeah. All right.
Three. Well, four if you count scratching his ass.
You want to open up the old GRD mailbag?
Nope.
You want to do GRD news first?
Yes.
Let's do that.
That's what I specifically told you before
weird,
we started.
Though. I don't know.
It's
like
what
we
always
do.
Do you want to segue into
Halloween because we were talking about that. Friday night, October 31st, Fallout.
Yes.
On 18th Street, Shaco Bottom, Richmond, they're throwing the party. We going to be up in it.
Yeah.
We going to be up in it. Hey.
How you doing?
You damn right we are. So check that out at falloutrva.com. I don't think they have any details about Halloween up yet.
No,
but
nope.
They tell me it's going to be soon. Also, the MySpace page, you can check that out,
It's going to be
too.
October 31st even.
Probably. So join us. We're going to be there. You're not going to be able to ID us because we ain't going to be wearing GRD gear or anything like that.
No,
however,
we're not.
You know what we look like.
Sooner
and
later,
Bruce is 9 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly. Look for the really, really tall guy with the great hair.
Look for the
that's me.
Look for the sexy guy, and you will have found me. So there
that's
you go.
That's true. Uh-huh. I wonder if we should do the costume reveals on the Friday morning show, Halloween morning, so that people listening at the last
that
minute
means
will
Bruce
know.
Would have to show up.
I could,
or maybe. He could email it.
You
to
could send
us.
Email.
I could send an email.
That would be awesome.
Actually, I could show up. Maybe. Yeah, I could actually show up and when you do taping the show.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway.
Fine. Don't let me over your house. Fine.
If we know what we're going to be wearing, I mean, we do know. If
I know
we
what
tell
I'm
people what we're going to be wearing, then they know to look for us.
Provided
I don't
they
know,
listen
debate about
that morning.
Yeah. We can debate about it.
If they
that.
Listen the next
That's
day.
That's the bonus. You got to listen.
That would be funny. Listen on a Saturday and go, that's who that was.
Yeah. That was that douchebag.
Yeah.
No way. That guy was a jerk.
Yeah. All right. How about the pub crawl, baby?
Pub crawl, November 15th.
Damn right.
And
we do have some details up, by the way. There's a thread up on the forums at geekradiodaily.com, which is a damn fine forum, by the by.
Good social
check
geek
that out.
You should join it.
Which has the itinerary, at least as we have laid it out.
Ooh,
your
big words. It's got a schedule.
Ooh, I know. So check that out and make sure you're there. Saturday night, 15th of November, baby, the pub crawl. We're kicking it off at Rich Brow, and we've got the details from there posted on the website. So
sweet.
Check that out, Joe. So we got panties.
Yeah, we do.
Panties.
Well, we got them.
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
Oh, damn, I think so.
I still want to know who that is.
Not telling you. Ever. ever.
Damn.
Print mail.
All right, I guess I'll start and we'll round robin this because we got quite a lot of these. This is from Pip Ballantyne.
Oh.
Now, remember, we were discussing what she does or does not wear while reading, while listening to us in the mornings, right, out of the shower.
Yeah.
T claims that that she's apparently not wearing the robe. So what she said.
God, she's hot.
Yeah, Pip says, I don't know how you Americans roll, but even in winter, it's too hot for PJs down here. Now I have used T for the Double Trouble promo. The ninjas can be released. Sorry if you wanted a sequel to Moravia, everyone.
Philippa Ballantyne.
She's going after T, baby. And apparently, no, she does sit au naturel listening to the show, which just makes me so happy in pants.
I don't know
what to do. All right, somebody else read something.
Dear Mr. Vicar, Mr. Flynn, and Mr. Bruce, I wanted to let you guys know that you're doing a great job, as always, in sending you this email since the Vicar is an email whore.
Yeah, it's me.
Also, well, it could be worse. Your nickname used to be...
Shut up, you little zombie slut.
No one wanted that one. Also, I wanted to comment on the Vicar getting in touch with his female side. When you, Billy Flynn, said he was on assignment on Monday, all I have to say is that that was the most disturbing thing I had to think about. I had nightmares for two nights. Also, I have to say that I hope the Bruce is okay and well get better. And well get better?
Well, get better.
Nope, that says well.
What does he mean? Okay.
So until the Vicar and the Bruce get a full body wax dress and a drag and star in Two Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar, Two Electric Boogaloo. Whew. Make my GRD. That's Jonathan in Birmingham. He gets points just for typing that last.
It's just too long to fit on a marquee.
It is.
I don't think you could name a movie that. Do you have a copy up, Bruce? Do you want to hit a letter? Do you have it up or do you not have it?
Yeah, I got it up.
All right, read the next letter, yo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, wow. He missed that completely.
I heard it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just ignoring it.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Sorry about taking a shot at you and your kilt, the Bruce. I always pick on the Vicar and have to spread that around so he doesn't get his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
I actually have a Fit Club question for you, sir. What's the deal with wheatgrass? I have been told it is a great supplement for if you aren't getting the veggies that you should be intaking, and I heard it's a scam.
Oh, damn.
Uh-huh. Which is true. I would also like to encourage Jabba to leave more sober voicemails. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nope.
It was actually really cool to hear him put his...
Sorry, I've got an effed up font.
Yeah.
Really cool to hear him putting in a very thoughtful message. I know, I increased the font.
Yeah. Oh, and both Vicar and the Bruce can
shuck it, Trebek.
Yeah. The Devil Wears Prada is really a good movie, and you should check it out. If NBC thinks that I'm going to sit through 2 hours of Heroes, well, I until the Wonderless Twin shows up and pisses me off. I really have to...
No. Keep reading.
Okay. I really think that I should...
All right, we're not letting Bruce read mail again.
I told you, we shaved out a Sasquatch.
Yeah, we said no. I cannot read text.
All right, that's from
I really think
Dave.
I should watch this on my cheap TV.
The wheatgrass query, sir.
Actually, I don't know
we
much...
We do serve shots of wheatgrass.
Nice.
Actually, I don't know that much about wheatgrass, so I can't give you a great answer on that one, unfortunately. I know somebody who used to grow it and drink it, and they liked it, and
really?
Whatever.
All right, so that's fun.
You've officially crossed over to completely worthless. Okay.
Good.
Next message from Uncle Thorson says, Good morgen, die Herr. There's some kind of German or something going on there. I don't speak that. You mentioned being interested in the show Life on Mars. If the American version is even a third as awesome as the British version, you have cause to upgrade your interest to excitement.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. The first time through, but the second time through, you sort of know all the surprises. One of the best things about the show is that it reminds us just how horrible and unpleasant that time really was. A lesson my own generation should have been taught back in the early 90s. So, till I think of a clever way to end this email, make mine GRD Uncle Thorson. Life on Mars, when does that take place? What period is he
The 70s,
about?
Remember? That's because all the time travel shows.
73.
It's in the 70s.
Oh, that show, okay.
Ooh, so long ago. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, so he digs.
Ancient
so there you go.
Times.
Uncle Thorson recommends Life on Mars. So
sweet.
There you go.
This morning I was listening to Weekly Show 27, which still stick to me as the I Am Not Gay show. Not only did we have Bruce... injuries, in air quotes, advice, but I missed the Vicar say he was measuring arms, which I get. So me and this guy are measuring, and then he goes to talk about how he's half an inch bigger. Okay, all jokes aside, good job, Vicar, once I knew you were talking about your arm. I was happy to hear that the Fit Club is going well, even if you are lifting pie at the moment. Well, I'm going to watch The Big Bang, and that is from our good buddy Tomofsky.
Yeah.
Tomofsky.
I have been lifting a lot of pie, I got to tell you. I've been eating full this
summer,
man.
He's a pie lifter.
Dude, I've been eating. I tried to eat well yesterday afternoon. I had lunch with a friend yesterday afternoon in Carytown, and I ordered a salad thinking I'm going to be all right. And it's huge.
Well,
this thing that they bring me is huge. Americans don't know how to make a little, you know.
Yeah.
Here's to you, Mr. Taco Salad Inventor. Only you can invent a salad with 12,000 calories.
Yeah, precisely.
Is it healthy? It's a salad, isn't it?
I suppose I could have only eaten part of it, but, you know, that would be un-American. And if you only eat part of your salad, the terrorists win.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, speaking of eating things, this will make you feel better because I was bad this weekend when I was home visiting my folks.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. They took me to a place Saturday night for dinner. It was called the Hibachi Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But what I didn't know, it was called the Hibachi Grill and Supreme Buffet.
Yeah.
Now, here's why it was supreme.
Uh-oh.
I could probably go back to this place, I don't know, every night for a month and have different food. Because I started off nice. I walked up, they literally had a hibachi. You walked over here and here was all your ingredients. You put everything you wanted on the plate, walked up to the guy, handed it to him, threw it on the grill. So rice, some broccoli, some onions, some steak, put it all together.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Not too bad.
Well, see, they also have all kinds of Chinese food. They had, they had some ribs. Oh, my God, were the ribs so good. I did not touch the mashed potatoes, even though it looked good. Uh-huh. I did get some mac and cheese, but I mixed it with some spinach that they had. They had every kind of food known to man, but where I really lost it was at the end for dessert.
Yeah.
I had Hershey's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Yeah. Wait, I had two bowls.
Did you really?
I went back for a second, and I was sat there, and I ate that, and I was like, okay, I'm not getting up again until we leave. And it was like, why? I'm like, because if I do, I'm going to just go and bathe in that ice cream because it was so damn
I was at Chili's. I think Saturday I went to Chili's. And let me say, first of all, the dessert was tiny, but my God, it was good. Chili's has these dessert shots.
Yeah,
they're literally in a tall shot glass.
Shot glass, yeah.
Good, and granted, it's pure sugar, but it's also
it's made of granite?
You know, that's it's this big. So, and I had the cinnamon bun or whatever kind of thing it was.
Cinnamon bun.
Oh, my God. Now, it's available in threes. You can buy them in threes.
Well,
yeah.
Three,
I only got
can't
the
you see?
One.
It's the magic number.
I only got the
number.
One little shot glass. So, oh, my God, that was good. All right, let's do some voicemail.
Certainly. Hey, here's a message from Jabba.
Man, I'll be damned.
I think I live at the perfect elevation. I'm making pop... No, not Pop-Tarts. I'm going to make Pop-Tarts. Little pizza rolls. Yeah, pizza rolls. Making pizza rolls. You know, you always have to adapt for your elevation, outdoor temperature, ovens, and you never really get them right.
Solar flares.
2,700 feet elevation must be perfect. I opened the bag, put on the tray, spaced them perfectly, neat little grids, cooked them on the 10-minute setting. I came in and took them out of the oven, and they were all just ready to burst. Like, you know when you get the spillage and you're like, and it ruins it because you're wasting some, and without the filling, it's not as much of a, you know, pizza roll. And anyway, they were perfect. They were all, like, getting ready to pop. They had splits in them, not one spilled.
You know,
and,
just some damn food.
He is changed. I don't know what he's drinking. He's drinking something new.
You know, a few minutes from the cool, and they're perfect. I found the perfect location for, not Pop-Tarts. Did I say Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. So Jabba making pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Cooking with Jabba.
You know, son of a bitch. It's been forever and a day since I've had a pizza roll, but I remember them not being that good.
They're not that difficult to cook either.
Not okay. Me. I ate an entire box of them playing 4th edition Sunday night.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Okay.
They were good.
Did you take them out of the box first?
They were good.
Hey, you know, we have some voicemail here from... Why, the lovely Philippa Ballantyne.
Hi, GRD boys. It's Philippa Ballantyne ringing all the way from New Zealand. I just wanted to reply to T. Morris's amusing little comment. I don't know how you guys roll up there, but I always podcast naked. I'm always presuming that you're podcasting naked.
No, what? Not.
You mean you are wearing pants when you record this stuff?
Let's
I'm
check.
Surprised. But I'd like to fire back a little point to Mr. Morris that it was me that pointed out how awesome GRD is and how he should be listening to it. I mean, it's amazing. I'm 7,000 miles away, and I had to point out to him how great you guys are, and you're right in his backyard. Well, anyway, keep doing what you're doing, guys, and I'll keep listening.
You know, I think I speak for us all when I say,
ooh, God, she's hot.
Thank you, Pip.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Are.
I didn't know we had a voicemail from her. I wouldn't have read the print version.
I know. I was a little thrown by that.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
Wow. So that means Dave, over at Screen Geeks, you didn't realize when you were interviewing Pip and T that she was absolutely naked on the talking.
You did not know that. That's absolutely
good
true.
Job.
And yeah, she's right. She's schooling
woman
him.
Here? Is there little woman here?
She's schooling T.
T live
like an hour and a half north of where we is right now, right? He's coming to the pub crawl, for God's sake. Pip on the other side of the planet. And she knows about GRD, so, yep. You know.
We have to slap T in the head.
Yeah, slap him around. Philippa Ballantyne, by the way, authoress of the new Digital Magic. And
of course,
Morris.
Chasing the Bad.
Well, yes, the original, yeah. And T. Morris, of course, the brand new Billabong Batting story.
Yes,
it is.
The
pitcher's pendant. So
you know, I finally have the first one on my Zoom.
Oh,
which I'll listen to through headphones.
On your headphones.
Damn, FM
that's right.
Doesn't work. Yeah. Hey, we have a message from Jabba.
I was just thinking of some more influential factors that may have affected my experience with the pizza rolls. Now, I had to move the heating tray, which was in the center rack, and I moved it down one step. So I did it off-center towards the bottom. I don't know how much of a difference that made.
All the difference.
They weren't... I don't know if it wasn't... They weren't done. They didn't have that crispy texture that can sometimes get on the outside. So that's something I might modify in the future. Another thing is the cooking sheet. On the directions, they say to place them, space them 1 inch apart, the nuggets.
He breaks out a ruler.
Now, I did a 5x3 pattern. I used a smaller cookie sheet, and they were about a half inch spacing.
Like a civic organization.
So I'm not sure
maybe.
What that
he
may
could,
have accomplished.
He could, like, join the Kiwanis.
But I didn't want to,
something.
You know,
he's a savant.
Make me sound
he's...
crazy, because I thought the elevation had to do with it. You know, there's a lot
he
of factors going into it.
Well, you know, really the difference between an inch and half an inch?
When I'm prime, half an inch, babe.
That's all you need, right?
Great. That's going to haunt me
forever.
The rest of my life.
I bet it shows up on other shows.
Jeez,
I bet we played every episode, too. Right.
And now, oh, by the way, to get the full story from last week, here's a voicemail from Sarah.
Hey, guys. It's Sarah. I was just listening to GRD, what was it, 26 was the conclusion we came to? Yes, 26.
I never know.
And Rick Vicker, you know what? You're right. I do seem to recall something vastly different than what you recall. I remember seeing a vicar that was wandering around forlornly looking for his vicaress and waited like the cutest puppy at the bottom of the escalator when he finally found her and was waiting for her to come down.
Aww.
Then again, I was probably the only one sober in our interaction, which would probably explain the difference of recollection. You never know. Oh, yeah. And you know what? If y'all were so cold, you know, down at Dragon Con, body heat is always a great way to stay warm.
I'm not
just saying.
The vicar.
You have a 9-foot freshly shaved Sasquatch. You know, probably should have held off on the shaving so that way the fur could have kept him warm. Y'all could have cuddled. Just saying, a little cuddly never hurts anyone. Okay, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Great. You can just rock me to sleep.
Okay,
tonight.
Sarah, that's very good advice. Body heat does work, but let me say here and now, I'm not cuddling with these two. These guys are not my type.
No.
Not my type
so
at
no.
all.
All right. However, I'm a cute puppy dog with 18-inch biceps, baby.
No.
Yeah.
Right, forget it. When I'm prime, half an inch, babe.
That's what I heard.
All right. All right.
And
thank
finally,
you,
finally, we have a message.
Yeah.
From Jabba.
Huh.
Okay. 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 Here we go. Sam the Mainer. That's funny. Anyway, Sam the Mainer called, and he said, he referred to himself as we instead of I. I got it. And that was awesome, because that made me think of Neverending Story, when Morla, the old one, says, we haven't seen humans in a long time. I like that.
I know this because I'm a geek.
Okay, so yeah, so Jabba, when
email.
You have too many pizza rolls,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you start having flashbacks to Neverending Story. I really never liked Neverending
Story.
Pizza
rolls to La Mall. It's a big circle.
Oh,
it's a big circle.
See what you did there.
All right, great.
You know that dog's back kind of looked like a bad pizza.
All right.
Sorry.
Is that everything we got for mail?
That is everything.
So. All right, groovy, y'all. If you want to drop us a mail, please do so. Podcast Vicar Billy Flynn or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Voicemail number 206-338-6432.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Yeah, send something to us, would you? Yeah.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Yeah.
You look concerned.
Yeah.
You right there?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine now.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking really hard about? You got the furrowed brow going.
Well, it's Fit Club. He's like, oh, yes, I've got to make sure I've carried all the ones. And
yep. It's motivation time. We're going to talk about.
Crap.
Yep.
I hate motivation.
It's motivation time.
I don't want
to. And I can tell you what to be motivated about. I'm going to tell you why you need to be motivated.
Kay.
Booty. Because, yeah. Because everybody has their own reasons to be motivated. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what to be motivated about. It has to be personal.
Chicken.
What I'm motivated about is not the same thing that the vicar is motivated about. It's not the same thing that Billy Flynn's motivated about. You have to be motivated. It has to be real.
Know. What are you motivated about?
Chicken.
No.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm definitely not motivated by chicken.
No.
I set my standards much higher.
Much higher.
I love chicken.
You have chosen poorly.
I am motivated to be healthy well into my 90s. I am motivated to look really good
in
my kilt and out of it.
I have no intentions of looking good in your kilt.
See, that's why it's my motivation,
not
yours.
I have no intention of seeing 90.
Yeah.
You know you can deep fry a Twinkie? You can. I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why?
You pile
some blueberry pancakes right now.
Okay, let it go,
like
dude.
Like I said, your motivations have to be real. They have to be personal. They have to be all yours. It's deep, man.
You like a Hallmark card, man.
Touch him with his heart.
I don't know what you just said, little boy, but you're special. You
go
reach
ahead.
Out.
Go ahead.
Touch your brother's heart.
Oh, see, it just sounds so lovely when you
say
it.
Yeah, I know. I have a hell of a time with it. I was in the gym
special,
this week.
Man.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, you want the whole thing?
It's your place.
Special, man.
I love this.
You reached out, and you touched your brother's heart.
Need to rewatch these things.
God, he sells
I was the,
that.
You know, I hit at my max. I had hit a 3 mile treadmill, pretty much daily.
Yeah.
And God, it was hard to sustain though. I'm doing two now, and it's not a physical thing. It's not that I can't because it's a treadmill. You're walking. It's not that hard.
Yeah,
I get bored, dude.
Well,
I get bored.
Listen to audio books while you're on there.
I do. I'm still bored. I got TVs on.
Yeah,
the cooking channel's on, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking about chicken.
Well, see,
I gotta go.
There it is. When I was going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
I had to stop doing the treadmill because the treadmill was freaking boring as
it
hell.
It gets monotonous.
Now,
it
granted,
really does.
Walking around the circular track, not a hell of a lot more exciting.
But the scenery does change.
And the scenery does change somewhat.
How many laps is a mile on that?
13.
Okay, that sounds about
13
right,
laps on that, you get a mile. So, you know, you can do that, and it's fine.
I'm happy with my lifting. I'm still fine with the lifting. But I know that, especially at the reps and everything that I'm doing, that if I lowered the body fat, I'd see better results. Because at this point, I'm doing high reps.
I'm doing pretty good.
Low weight, high reps. So I need to, you know, tighten that, get rid of that body fat.
You were the one way back when I was just like, well, I've just got the lifting going. You're like, nah, man, you got
to
get that cardio going. It's cardio.
It's true. No, it's true. That's the thing. Sure. I can get bigger arms. I can get bigger chest and shoulders and everything. But as long as my midsection keeps growing along with it, you're not going to see it as well. It's still cool. It's still cool to fill out a sleeve on a shirt. But, you know, no, I need to work on the body fat.
My body fat's been down. I am now at 242.5 pounds, and my body fat is 18.6, which is as low as it has been.
We need to do a weigh-in. Maybe next week? Next week?
We'll do it next week.
Sure.
Yeah, we need to because we're behind. So.
Oh, you're going to have some pie between now and then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daily.
Good man.
Good job.
I eat pie daily.
And I'll be able to catch you up on it.
Like McDonald's has the hash brown, the little hash brown patties. I eat six of them.
Do you know those are 3 points each?
God, I love them.
3 points each.
And 3 days closer to your grave.
Oh, each. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel all good.
Think of all the sex you could have if you stayed alive longer.
Yeah.
Well,
about it right now.
You know, provided.
You could have had
golden deep fried.
If she, you know, didn't use the pepper spray.
Goodness.
You know, you.
Put
you
it
just turn
rapper.
His mic off.
You,
man, seriously.
Okay. You remember in Dodgeball? You end up like Ben Stiller. Someone's going to walk in, and you're going to be having very personal moment with a slice of pizza. You need to stop.
I have done that.
It's actually going to look closer to the
I
end of that movie.
So, all right. We're gonna...
I understand, Mr. Vicar. You want to make the chorizo.
Oh, good God. So, all right. Next week, we're going to do a weigh-in.
Yeah, let's do a weigh-in.
Okay. All right, cool. That's fine.
We'll just make that the topic.
Now we'll aim for, Halloween or the pub crawl? Because we were aiming for DragonCon to look good. And we did.
Hey, you know, we looked good.
We did look good. But now we've got two big GRD events coming up in the next few weeks.
Yep.
So
find your motivation. Whether you're coming to the pub crawl, whether you're coming to Halloween or not, find your motivation. It's in there. You know what it is. What makes you happy? What is the payoff for the Fit Club for you that keeps you doing it? I know what mine is.
Ding dongs. I love those things, man. Take off that silvery wrapper.
I think I know what yours is, too.
Not only is the wife very appreciative, the wife's very appreciative when other people flirt with me in places and she gets to go home with me. There's something about that that she really, she's like, oh, they wanted to take you home, but they're not. I'm taking you home.
Yeah,
thanks, honey.
I don't know. I don't think my wife cares, but I've been married longer than you guys. She's not into whether I'm conditioned or, I don't know, I could lose an eye. I'm not sure it would really matter.
You're just not doing something right.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if you did the little thing called the alpha.
Good night, everybody.
No, sorry.
Can't talk about it. All right, are we done with our Fit Club?
I think so.
Fine. Let's put that damn thing to bed. We're going to talk about some heroes, baby, because as of this week, it's back, NBC Season 3 coming at you. We're going to be talking about it right after this.
Hey, this is Seth Harwood. If you dig hardcore badass crime fiction, check out my Jack Palms books and now the new Young Junius over at SethHarwood.com. If you want to hear middle-aged dorks talk about Cylons and shit, then go ahead and check out Geek Radio Daily. It's up to you. It's your call.
In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
It started with the pulp magazines. And then things changed. It went away for a little while. But now the crime short story has reemerged in this, the age of the internet. With a brand new crime-only podcast. That's right. Crime Wave is here. C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V. We left the last E off because everybody needs some crime in their lives. So come over to CrimeWave.com, where your host, Seth Harwood, will bring you a new story each week by some of the best crime authors in the contemporary writing universe. That's right. C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V.com spells your new place for crime fiction.
Have you ever had one of those days? You know the kind I'm talking about. You assassinate a guy that you're convinced is a demon, only to find out that he isn't. Then you have to go and tell your friends, family, and pastor what you've done, and deal with the repercussions? What? You don't know what that's like? Well, Matt York certainly does. There is a battle being fought in the streets for men's souls, and without knowing it, he has fired the first shot. Come find out what all this is about in the new podcast novel by Scott Roach called Archangel, Valley of the Shadow of Death. You can find it and more at www.spiritualtramp.com. See you there.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment, because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
Nice. All right, GRD, epi number 28, boys and girls.
He's fantastic. Yeah, he is. You got to love him.
You got your Billy Flynn over there. You got the Bruce. You got Mikey trying to get out the window. I don't know what he's trying to. Yeah, he's
well, you know, animals can sense catastrophe, so we're all about to die.
Zombies out there?
It's been nice knowing you.
There could be zombies out
there. Shut up, you little zombie slut.
All right, anyway. I'm the Vicar, and we're here to talk about heroes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. Shall we begin with the one-hour Heroes Spectacular?
Please, let's start with that. Let us start right there. Okay. What a waste of my goddamn time.
All right, I'd go with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
That was such a stroke fest. It was ridiculous.
It was. That's exactly what came to my mind, too. Media masturbation.
Hey,
and it offered you nothing.
Remember how great we are?
Yeah.
We're all
Yeah, we're all having a party. You should be here, too. Yeah, right.
It showed you some scenes never before seen that you're going to see in an hour and 10 minutes
anyway. There was one scene that was not in that episode.
Was there?
There was one. One episode with Siler being fed.
Oh, see, I stopped watching when they did that because I didn't want to see what I was about to frackin' watch.
Yeah.
I hate this thing. I don't know if you've seen this because the CW is bad at it. They used to do it with Smallville. I don't know because I haven't seen the season premiere yet.
Yeah.
But they used to, at the half-hour mark into the show,
go back and show you
what just happened in that half hour and like a little clip of what's about to happen. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Sure, attention span theater presents.
Yeah. But let me say, from that 1 hour, Hayden Purdy.
Yeah, she had a nice little cleavage thing
going.
She
had a nice dress, very pretty dress, and she's legal, so we can say that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I don't know.
Was I supposed to believe that that was, like, live?
Yeah, that was cool.
It did feel cheesy, didn't it? It did feel cheesy.
I don't think it felt cheesy so much as it did. James Kyson Lee showing, hey, you got Mazio, and all the stars are showing up. No, we love Ando. I met James Kyson Lee down
there.
He's a cool guy. He got out of the car, and he's like, fine, I got to do this. He didn't look happy to be there.
Yeah.
And the people that can't even get it right because they're talking, they're pointing out all the wonderful Star Trek connections between it.
Yeah.
Did they completely forget Nichelle Nichols was on the damn show?
No, they did. They completely forgot.
That,
they completely freaking forgot.
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess this is a big, the great white hope for NBC this fall is the return of Heroes, you know? And they needed after the kicking that it took, the critical and fan kicking that season two took. So I think they really needed to make sure. Now, again, as what's his name, Obama likes to say there, if you put lipstick on a pig, you know, you still got to
You know, John McCain said that a year before
beforehand.
That.
Yeah. Well, everyone has said
everyone
that
has
every
said
day.
That.
For,
and it never means anything unless you really are
that
desperate,
been around,
desperate
but,
for votes.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Now, so that was, it was fine to see everybody, okay? And I thought the red carpet stuff is sometimes fun. It's cute to see the stars outside of costumes.
If it was real.
If it was real, maybe. If all those people were actually about to watch the show maybe with them.
Go into the movie theater and watch
maybe
the movie.
Maybe that would have been something.
I felt bad for the MySpace winners because they didn't get to do anything. You know when they entered this contest, we get to be on the show.
Well, what they got to talk. One of them we got to talk.
One out of each of the two groups,
yeah.
Got to say something.
One got to talk.
I like Heroes.
Okay.
Show ever.
Let's get back to you, Masi. Yeah.
The more I watched this, I was just like, wow. So, okay, I don't like when they do like the little recap things, catching people up, because I don't generally need to be caught up, but I understand why they do that.
Yeah, it's also been 10 months since the last episode.
They didn't even do that, really. I mean, to a degree.
They
but,
did to a degree. Just enough
but you
to
still,
remember who they were.
But you still had to, this is the problem with what they did, you still had to know everything for that recap to make sense.
Yeah,
that was not designed for new viewers.
Well, what they kept saying is like, you don't have to have seen it before to see it now. And they kept saying that.
And then they started the episode, and I'd be damned if you didn't.
Yeah, right. You knew exactly what was going on.
I also, as I was watching this, you know, 5 minutes into it, I was just like, wow, I've got a really bad feeling about the season premiere then.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to the season
premiere. You know how some people, how they did the recaps of certain people? Certain people were not mentioned, and those people will not be on the show ever again. The Mimic from New Orleans, the girl who could see anything.
I wondered where she went after you were just dropping that plot line. Is Micah not coming back either? Because
No, I think Micah's coming back.
Because Micah was there. He was
they
there.
Didn't do character recap, did they?
They
Molly
mentioned,
did
they mentioned him in with everybody, but it was quick.
Oh, Molly,
There was no mention of DL, so he's definitely dead.
Oh, that's right.
This
DL's
time,
gone.
After we shot him the second time. Yeah. Thanks for bringing him back to shoot him again.
It's just been so damn long. I don't remember half of this. So the Vicaress was saying, she's like, geez, it's been a year. I don't even remember half these
That's why
lines.
They did that whole quick thing.
Yeah.
Molly only got a brief reference at the beginning of the first episode.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well,
she's also going to be 10 months older. She's not going to be the exact same age she was before. So
ushered her right on off.
Yeah.
Now, tell me if you agree with this statement. I think they would have been better served showing the damn season finale there instead of that stupid...
In that hour slot?
Yeah.
That's not
or at least
a bad
the week
move.
Before.
I think that would have been a good call.
No, I think right there. Right instead there? Of what they did. I really... That little special, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I fast-forwarded because I went ahead and let something else. I built up some time so I could fast-forward.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be fast-forwarding through commercials. No, I was fast-forwarding through the special.
Well, the thing is, I actually watched it this morning... The special this morning. I saw the episode last night because I got home late.
Wow.
So
I
was like, oh, okay. All right.
That didn't add much
clicks,
to my life.
But I could do much.
So the season premiere, let me admit, I've not seen the last half an hour.
Okay.
Vicaress and I were falling asleep. Go ahead and do your codicil to that. What is my codicil to that?
Your codicil to that was, I believe what you said was, you weren't really motivated to watch the last
Oh, yeah, that's
minutes.
True. I had some time this afternoon. Really, the biggest reason is Vicaress wasn't here, and I don't want to watch the rest of it without her.
Okay,
however,
sweet.
That being said, I mean, I guess I would have watched it and just apologized later, right? Had I been more motivated, but I wasn't that motivated. Yeah. It was good. Let me say, I enjoyed it. It gave me everything that Heroes gives you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't feel... Like a season premiere.
Well, it didn't feel like a season premiere. It was very, very hectic. The first hour was hectic.
It didn't feel like
crazy.
A season premiere. It felt like about four season premieres.
Yes.
All pushed together, edited together into 2 hours about seven episodes worth of stuff.
I think that I was complaining last year that nothing happened in an episode.
Yes,
I
and,
think
they're, just and they're overcompensating. It. Yes, that's exactly the feeling that I got. And I wanted to talk to the Vicaress more about this because she's a huge Heroes fan.
Yeah.
And I just haven't had time since last night to really break that down and debrief.
Yeah.
But overcompensation like a champ, holy crap, somebody either in real life or in flashback or future view has got a knife sticking out of him every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
In this show.
Yeah.
You should save that. That should be a cliffhanger. Instead, about six people show up like that, for God's sake.
Yeah,
if they're
ridiculous.
Not getting stabbed, they're getting laid. It's a bit of overkill.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I got to say.
There was no flash page. No splash at the end. Like they had the original first episodes of the first season. They always had the splash, like, boom, there's Claire on the table, you know, her guts hanging out.
Yeah. Am I wrong, or was there less effects, like in scene changes, the comic booky, the stuff we liked about Friends?
Yeah.
Was there less of that?
I think there was.
There was, because
it's
this
part of the charm.
This is even, I think, starting off, granted, it's what, technically two episodes.
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Yeah.
So your season premiere... This is even less of what I wanted so far than I think season two is. Because it doesn't feel like the show from season one.
Well, I think it actually, the second episode did.
The second episode was much better.
That's the one I haven't finished, in fairness.
It was so
spastic. The second episode was better. Now, first off, I want to back up a second to talk about the writer's strike screwing up the last half of season two. Because the last half of season two was supposed to have volume three, which was not villains.
It was something else.
It was supposed to be called Exodus.
Yeah.
Because, if you've seen, like I have, the original ending to season two, the original ending to that... Peter does not grab the vial with the virus.
He doesn't get it in time.
It falls. It shatters. Yeah. Nathan Petrelli has to start, like, he takes over. Parkman, like, you know, brainwashes all the cops to do whatever, you know, Petrelli says. And Nathan starts, you know, okay, we got to organize. It's called the CDC block things. Because there's a damn epidemic trying to boom.
And it starts getting out.
Exactly. It does. And that episode ends with Nathan Petrelli falling over because he's now succumbing to the virus himself. Now, what was supposed to happen, Claire was supposed to go into Odessa to find Nathan. Mohinder was called in because of his expertise in the virus. Maya... was going to absorb the virus, one of the Wonder Twins. She was actually going to have a freaking purpose. She was going to be able to absorb the virus.
Oh.
They also dropped the storyline with Elle attempting to hunt down Siler and Angela Petrelli dreaming of the heroes being killed by villains, which we ended up using.
We sort of had
that anyway.
Yeah.
You mentioned Mohinder really quickly. Mohinder's purpose was the voice of the everyman.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why we have a Mohinder.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Now, right. Yeah.
Okay, before we get any further,
I'm not happy
with
that.
This is going to be spoiler. You know,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is spoilerific.
By the way.
Forget
okay.
it. Yeah, forget it.
All right.
So then before, okay, and I also got really excited because the webisodes, the three webisodes that started back in July, entitled Going Postal.
Yeah.
It had a mailman who basically has Black Canary's power. He's got the sonic screen.
Yeah.
And the same, you know, the team that did the main show did that. Fantastic. And in that, we got some kind of hint that Angela Petrelli is a little more devious than we thought, which led up nicely to what we saw in season three.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very excited. I was like, oh, okay, wow. Okay, this would be kind of cool. So let's get to the point of what they did. They realized that season two kind of blew.
Yeah. Yeah. And they admitted to that.
Admitted to that.
Yeah.
So what did they decide to do? Let's go ahead. Let's, we're going to make villains. Now, first off, Nathan Petrelli being shot. By future Peter.
Yes.
Who? I'm tired. I'm tired of the time travel already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's even making the same damn string theory that Hero made.
Yeah.
To be able to figure all this out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so now it's not change the future. Now it's go back and fix the past.
This was fun when it was used in little bits and used really sparingly. Mm-hmm. You remember the first time we saw future Hero?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were like,
what
holy
an impression
crap!
It was.
Yeah.
Because it was tiny little tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was, and
I'm worried.
Was,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not over. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
These are smart people running the show.
Yeah,
but the characters themselves. Look at the first 5 minutes of this episode. Look at Peter. Look at Parkman. Look at everybody.
Yeah.
What they're doing. How they're acting. Mm-hmm. They're already not the characters they were.
They're caricatures of themselves
yes.
already. They have turned into caricatures already. That didn't
really
take long.
Mm.
They shipped off Molly. That was incredibly.
Let's contrive. That had to be happening.
Okay, I sent Molly to the airport.
Why?
Goodbye.
Right.
Where is she going?
And they didn't tell her where she was going.
Yeah. Who's she going to see?
Yeah.
Officer Parkman, save me.
She'll be safe with them.
Who's them? I don't know.
Who cares? She's gone.
Now, granted, there's a certain, you know,
she's
lack of
taller.
Explaining everything that's supposed to make everything work, but I couldn't help but feel that they were trying to erase season two.
Yeah.
And try to put us back on what they thought is what we wanted. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but the original plan for this show was to have a completely different cast each season.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No, yeah. I didn't know that. But the characters, everyone loved the characters, so the network really decided, let's scrap that idea, let's keep these characters.
Yeah.
I would like to have seen different stories of people with powers learning and making battles.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been.
Now, since Future Peter has changed the future, and now he's stuck here, which, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
No, actually, he's not stuck here. He doesn't want to go back to where he was. I don't think he's
How
stuck
How can
there.
He go back if the future is not there?
He'd just pop into wherever is new. He'd go 5 years into the future or whatever.
Oh, God, my brain just hurts.
Decoherence make Rodney hungry.
But there's a different Peter Pacelli. Okay, anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So, they screw this up, and they've changed this, and what's the first thing we do? Oh, okay, his actions have changed everything that happens. So now we get what should have been the greatest scene ever. We get Siler finally getting to Claire.
Yes.
And while it had its moments...
It was... What was the movie I'm thinking about? Scream.
Really? Because I was thinking of Halloween, because she locked herself in the same damn rickety closet that he actually tried to open and didn't just use his freaking powers to go...
Yeah, really.
Now,
he just like throw things around, and he's messed up by a chain on a door.
A chain on a lattice door, basically.
Yeah, it was dumb, but that was a good segment. Slot, the scene of Claire in the house was suspenseful, in spite of the goofiness of the fact that, oh no, a little thin lattice door made of balsa wood, what do? In spite of that, I enjoyed the Claire sequence. That was fun. Until you saw her with her brain hanging out, and nobody needs brain hanging.
I actually liked it better at that point.
Yes, because
it was actually a bit funny at that point, too.
And I know they go for the violence, not violence, but the goriness to the degree that it's silly, like that with her brain.
No, actually,
I know that's kind of deliberate.
It was actually the conversation that we're having was actually kind of funny. Are you going to eat my brain?
No.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. That's fantastic.
That was funny.
Fantastic.
Some of the shock value stuff with the gore in the show, since it is so out of place, I've never liked. Even in season one, I didn't. Even the Kingfish used to complain. Mm-hmm. Early on, when we only had like four episodes in the can, and nobody really knew what this Heroes thing was about yet.
Right?
I remember this one of the main things he said was, why is it gross? Why do you need to have brains hanging out?
Yeah.
Which I hear a lot, by the way, when I'm out, because that's how I like to roll. But, you know.
That's just wrong.
You're a bad, bad man. Okay. So let's talk Mohinder real quick. So Mohinder has still got one of the Wonderless twins, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, he's going to go to India. Where the hell that came from, I have no idea.
Right.
Sorry, I cannot help you. I've got to go to India.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, you almost killed me.
How'd you do that?
You got upset? You got angry? Adrenaline!
Yes.
I'm a genius. What the hell?
The parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system. Okay, I knew that like 3 days into my training.
I just didn't care. I wanted to see her boobs.
Yeah. Parasympathetic nervous
system.
She's
hotter than she was last season.
Yeah.
Now
they've tarted her up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did. Some of our fine, you know, people over our social geek working friends over at geekradiodaily.com.
That's good for them.
They did point out that that since Mohinder decided to go ahead and be a jackass and experiment upon himself, with no basis in science whatsoever.
None.
This is the same guy. Do you remember season one? Do you remember how intricate and detailed and, we've got to be very careful?
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Brundlefly. He became Brundlefly.
Exactly. That's what I was like.
From The Fly. The remake. The Fly. David Cronenberg experimenting on himself and like having weird,
nastiness
happen to him.
Goldblum.
And he was even like climbing up on stuff.
Yeah.
He's Spider-Man. I could handle him being strong and super gymnastic, but he climbed up the wall.
And then he like separates his fingers and starts getting gooey, and then...
Brundlefly.
Yeah, and then he starts peeling stuff off of his own back.
It looked like it was metal.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that could be metal.
I don't know. But he's sensitive to light and everything.
So now we've already screwed over one of the big things about heroes that we liked in the first place was why? Why do these people have their powers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they have their powers because it's this blah, 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 which can be replicated that mixes with your adrenaline and gives different people different powers.
Thank you, midichlorians.
Thank you, midi-goddamn-chlorians.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I really wanted was midichlorians.
The word that stands out for me is random.
Incredibly random
from the entire show. Just kind of random.
The first hour was like that. The second hour was better.
All now, right. Well, we're going to watch the rest of that second. We may go back and rewatch the whole second hour when we sit down
now,
and do
even
it
tonight
or tomorrow.
Even our standbys, Hero and Ando.
Yes. Yeah.
Why the hell did he open the safe?
Because he knew he was going to open it. His father knew he was going to open that safe.
No, the answer is it's in the script. There was no other reason for him to open that.
No, I actually believe him opening the script because he was waiting for something to happen. He needs a new purpose in life.
I see that. I get that. I get that.
He needs a new purpose in life. Like, what? Well, let's do this. You know,
but the only reason he opened that safe was so Flashette could come by and steal it, because apparently there's a secret signal that goes off wherever she is.
Yeah.
Go run to the office now.
I like Flashette, by the way.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see where they're going to go with her and everything.
Yeah, I did enjoy that.
I liked her character. I didn't like her introduction, because I couldn't help but think to myself, wow.
All of a sudden, yeah.
How the hell did they know to run right then and there?
Yeah.
I love him stopping time and seeing the
waves.
That was cool. And I was like, ooh. And again, it's Hero. It's all the stuff with Hero that helps save it. Because when we get that little moment in the future, hey, can't you just go in the future and see if everything's okay? And all of a sudden, the show got really damned interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wait a minute. You have powers? You just killed...
What?
What the hell just... Oh, then we got
to
go back.
But you know, that goes back to a problem we were starting to see even before this season, which was... When everybody has powers, who cares anymore? Yeah. I remember late in season one, Vicarious and I started saying, Jesus, really? They're going to have powers too? Yeah.
And that's the problem, is this already we have so many people with so many random powers, and there was the stupid thing that they had in the little promo thing. Hey, vote on one of these so we can add it to it. Somebody who shouldn't have anything to do with it got their hands in this.
Yeah, I can see
some
that.
Network executive got their freaking
hands like
in it.
Stank, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's got that smell all over it.
Because I want to like it. I do want to like it so bad. So many things, as other people have pointed out, even on the forums, they're throwing it at us just to make us remember season one, because why the hell is Nathan Petrelli seeing Linderman if he saw God? And, were we really supposed to believe that he was actually, that he...
Okay.
Were we not supposed to know that it was in his mind?
Linderman is not actually there, as far as we know right now.
Right. No one else can see him. He popped up out of nowhere when Tracy, not Nikki, left. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to do something really interesting with Nathan's character here, and all of a sudden,
well, wait till actually find out he is actually there. If he is actually there, that can make it interesting. If it's just in his head going, okay, yeah, the 6 foot, you know, bunny, whatever.
This is how they fracture his mind so they can make him a villain.
I don't know. I could see it. I don't know.
Promise you.
This is what makes us switch over to Fringe.
I'm obviously going to give it a couple more episodes. Okay, Nikki. Yeah. Nikki is now
Nikki
Tracy.
/ Jessica now.
Right.
Tracy.
With a different power.
Yes. New personality, new
the
power.
The ability to be able to kill off the greatest American hero.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, were we supposed to infer from the little puddle of William Cat that maybe he's not dead somehow? Because they lingered over that.
I saw that.
And it's sort of like,
he froze him.
Yes.
I think he was thawing back out.
I was liquid metal. Liquid metal William Cat. Dude,
that
would be scary as hell.
Yeah.
So how long after the last episode is this supposed to be? Because
this
it can't
like
be
2 days later or something.
It can't
like,
be Nikki. She hasn't had time enough. She hasn't had time enough at all.
I don't know.
So is this really... I don't know.
I don't know if this is actually Nikki or a clone of her.
And
because they did take the blood, her blood, so they may have popped out a clone. Who knows?
But
I'm confused. Please, God, no clones. No clones.
I'm confused.
That whole
and
first
don't
hour.
That much.
The whole first hour. But then, boom, second hour. Second hour, much better. And we finally got to our much vaunted villains.
Yes.
Oh, and let me again say here and now, just for the record, Kristen Bell, I'm sorry, not that hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think she's
not
hot.
Not that hot.
I think she's hot.
No, you're looking at her body.
So?
There you go. There you go. See? You, sir, are a jackass. I want you to know
damn.
Beside the point. Completely beside
she
the point.
She looked better in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but she's not. There's something about her. She's
need
not
to see Forgetting
really
Sarah
cute.
Marshall.
That's a great movie.
I'd like that.
That's still right now on like easily my top five of the year. Still.
All right. I need to get
still.
Okay.
So we wipe that out of the way. Mrs. Petrelli's in charge of things. Mm-hmm. And what the hell was the point of giving us a Siler who is now nigh indestructible? Like Peter Petrelli is, which I've always said there's a problem. Those two have to die. I don't care if they're the most popular characters. They're too
They have to kill each
too
other.
Powerful.
Yeah.
So what's the point of doing that if we're just going to lock him up?
Well,
he freed the villains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
now we lock him up.
And we locked him up. So is this so he could go film Star Trek? Is that what this was?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, he's already filmed it.
I understand he's already filmed it, but some of these have already been filmed too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, what are you doing? It's like, it's already struggling to find a voice this season.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the newer episodes are going to be better, because I think what they're literally trying to do, they're trying to wipe every vestige of season 2 away.
I think they are, too. They're trying to get most of that out of
the way.
We're
never going to know what happened to Peter's girlfriend who got stuck in the alternate virus future.
Yeah. What happened to that? That was just completely gone. Yeah,
oh, well.
It didn't matter.
She's gone.
It's gone.
Down the hatch.
Yeah. Completely gone. But I think the speedy start... Mm-hmm. The hectic start of the first episode, I think they were just trying to get everything set back up, you know, put all the dominoes back into place, and then the next couple of episodes start knocking them
but
down
see,
one by one.
This was the problem with season 2 that people complained about, was because at the end of season 1, all of our heroes had gotten together and looked like they're about to form the super team. Then in season 2, everybody's apart again.
Yeah, because
and so now everybody's apart again.
At the end of season 2, it looked like they were going to do the same thing. Everybody's back together, and then...
And then poof.
Yeah.
We're sort of apart.
And then... Parkman somewhere in Africa.
And okay, so future Peter has the ability to not only throw people wherever he wants, he can throw them into other people.
Yeah, must be a neat trick.
That must be a great trick. I don't know where he gets that. That means somewhere.
Somewhere
he meets a hero, villain, whatever, that can do the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Who can Charlie jump himself into somebody else?
So where is the guy who was actually in that guy's body?
I think they're both. I think they're it's a co-op.
Really,
they're sharing it.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Where's Kristen Bell's character going to go? They throw her. I don't know. They kill Bob.
I admit that I don't care that much.
They killed the people that I was. They were the interesting people from season 2. They killed them off.
And they're leaving behind the characters that, as you say, how do you write around an indestructible? The problem that Superman got into in the '50s, the comic book, was that what do you do with him? Yeah. And that's when they started to just make stuff up.
Yeah.
You know,
the magic.
Ooh. Yeah, you start getting into that. And
Lois gets superpowers.
That's territory that I'm afraid we're going to get into here.
I hope not.
And again, that just smells like the network, because Kring and the guys that were behind this vision originally, I don't see this coming from that. It just does not seem to be a direct descent from those minds to what we're looking at now.
Some of the little things they like to throw out, because Heroes fans love to have things thrown out. You know what? Oh, wait a minute. Before I say that, they're actually trying to just keep us shrouded in mystery. They're actually trying to turn this into Lost. And this show should not be that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But there are the little things to look at. Like Parkman, you know, there's the little drawing of the world that the Aborigine guy made or whatever.
Yeah.
So how is the same damn thing next to Mohinder after he does his...
I don't know.
You're going to inject yourself next to some water? He could have fallen in and drowned. And you know what? I kind of wished he had.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
you
man.
Went there.
Seriously?
That's racist.
That's wrong.
It's not racist.
He's trying to keep the brown man down.
Look.
Doesn't matter who he is.
It's not that he's a minority jerkass. He's just a jerkass, okay?
Okay.
He just happens to be a minority.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, none of the characters, very few of the characters, seem to be doing what the characters that we have been following up to this point would do. I'm not saying these characters wouldn't have done some of these things, but we did not see the progression. I did not see the progression from Mohinder to all of a sudden go, ooh, it would be great to have these kind of powers. Ooh, I figured out how to do it. I'll give it to myself. Ha!
Yeah, we went from A to M in the alphabet.
Yeah, very everything in the quickly. So, what's your rating on this? I'm sorry. Pants
dude,
this, what would you do?
I don't know, like 5.
I was thinking,
great.
6.
It's not great.
I was like 6.
I'm going higher than that. I'm going 7.5.
I am really
both episodes,
cautiously together. Pessimistic. Now, I've not finished episode 2. Yes. We're going to watch
it. It does get better.
And we'll see.
But the only reason it's not a 5 and it's a 6 for me is because of episode 2.
Okay.
So I don't see how you get to 7.5 because I was pissed off by so many things.
I see the potential. I think the second episode picked it back up for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going 7.5.
Well, we'll watch it this week, and then, of course, we'll watch the new episode next week before we tape again. So we'll reconvene and discuss this. We need to get Kring on the show.
Okay.
That's
Tim Kring, could you come on and just, seriously?
We need to talk.
Help
a
brother out.
We're a little bit concerned.
And you got a bunch of new characters, too.
Yeah. Bunch of new characters. But we already had too many characters.
We got too many to
it's
begin
too
with.
Many,
yes,
yeah.
Precisely.
We've lost DL. We've picked up a speedster. I guess Mike is still coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay, but we've got the 3 villains.
Mm-hmm. We got 3 or 4 villains.
Who's the 4? There was
it was 4.
There was Flamey Shooty Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't
have names. Yeah,
Flamey Shooty Guy. Uh-huh. There was Peter Petrelli in the guy's body, and there was a third guy who
was a screamer or something like that. He went through four of them.
Screaming?
Yes.
Was that supposed to be the same guy? Then that might be the guy from Going Postal from the episode.
It might be him.
He wasn't a villain.
I don't know.
He is now.
They,
well, who was the fourth?
They showed 4 of them.
I don't even know what the fourth guy did. What, the fourth in the dream or
no,
actually?
No, in the when
because you saw in the when, little dream, you saw who was in that little dream that she
when,
had.
When HR, yeah, I saw that.
You saw, oh,
yeah.
So he's back.
He's back. He
apparently
will
be, he's coming
he
back.
He digs out.
Well, he's got a lot of time
he's
to
got
do it.
Exactly. There was, well, HRT was going through four guys.
Oh, but yeah. Thank you for finally telling us something about Mrs. Petrelli's power.
Yes.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Where do you think you got your first power from?
Oh, there it is. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I tried to have lowered expectations. The special beforehand gave me lowered expectations.
It did not help. It did the opposite of what I think
really
the network wanted.
Bad taste in my mouth.
I didn't see that first, so I think we have to maybe run my rating.
Yeah, that's
my
true.
Rating
you
higher.
Didn't see it first,
you didn't see
and
that
your
first.
Rating is higher.
You know, if
so.
I hadn't have watched that, if I hadn't have watched that, maybe, but I was a little pissed off they were showing me stuff that was coming up in this episode, and it just felt so schmaltzy and,
hey, look how wonderful we are. You love us. You're still going to love us. Here's the show.
I didn't see that first. That's probably why my rating's a little higher.
I think that's probably true. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. We have a fine forum over there at geekradiodaily.com/forums, and there is going to be, well, there already is, and will continue to be, an extensive heroes thread. We would
extensive
love
extensive heroes
discuss.
Thread.
Ooh, that's almost threatening.
Thank you.
It's kind of scary. We'll continue to discuss heroes with you guys out there in the world. We want to know, and we want to know if you're doing that typing naked.
Ooh.
We do want to know that.
Hi, Pip.
Pip has us interested. Okay, that's going to do it, kiddies. GRD Weekly License.
I wanted to like it more than I did. I'm sorry.
Word.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, okay. First time flashback for me. GRD Weekly, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Review us over on iTunes. Please join in the social geek working on the forums. Buy some GRD gear over at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. And email us. Email us. Please, please email us at podcast, Vicar, Billy Flynn, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Finally, leave us a voicemail because we love them. 206-338-6432.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Good night, suckers.
Your mum probably isn't going to read it. I know, because she's too busy being f***ed by me.
What do you think? It stinks.
This is a simple acronym, HERO. At Diversity Today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Oh, great. Well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people. People that wish him harm.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster that must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart. No, don't call me a hero. Do you know who the real heroes are? The guys who wake up every morning and go into their normal jobs and get a distress call from the commissioner and take off their glasses and change into capes and fly around fighting crime. You know who's a real hero? Hero from Heroes. That's a hero.